This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy-Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
That is Craig Breslow yesterday at the soft opening of spring training. Workout started today. We are underway talking about entertainment value, and it's something I bring up a lot here on WEEI Afternoons. That was Ted Johnson, you heard. Andy Hart alongside. And before you can compete for titles, and I know it's all about business and competition for coaches, general managers, even players. I get it. But we're not any of those. We're outsiders. We're fans. We're people putting our TV or our radio on at 7 o'clock on a summer night.
Yep.
And we want to be entertained. We want to have a little buzz, a little juice, like excitement. Oh, can't wait to see Crochet play. Or I can't wait to see Jarren Duran and run around the bases and speed or something. You know, Manny hit it out of the park. David Ortiz hit it out of the park. All of those things. It's entertainment. It's entertainment dollar from a business perspective, from a fan perspective, right? Like, you're choosing to give your time or your money or both to this sport. And I want return on my investment. I want to have fun. Right, I want to have a story to tell somebody. I want to go tell my buddies, oh, I was there that day when so-and-so did such and such.
Yep.
And he's right. In the end, winning is entertaining, right? Like, I totally get that. But so, therefore, the Red Sox haven't been entertaining of late because they're not winning anything.
If you call 500 for
right.
the last six
no,
years entertaining.
I don't.
Yeah.
I say when you finish in last place, when you are close to the wild card but don't make it, you're not winning. That's not the winning we're talking about. I also, he said a weird phrase in there where he said, if we put a team on the field we think is capable of winning, that's entertaining. Oh, no. Not capable of winning. No. Being capable of winning is not entertaining. There's lots of teams and lots of individual players in lots of sports that are capable of winning. That's not winning. Winning is the entertainment value. So I'm excited about this team. I do think it has both the potential to compete for a playoff spot, but also the potential to be entertaining. Inherently, I think in baseball, when you bring an ace in, like Crochet is supposed to be, you're a more entertaining baseball team. Because you have the stopper, you have the guy people want to see pitch, the guy we expect to go out there and pitch seven innings and strike out nine guys, right? That's entertainment value. You don't have to be Pedro. I'd like you to be Pedro, but you don't have to be Pedro. Just be Chris Sale. Just be Josh Beckett. Just be an ace for this baseball team. And then you get into the young players, right? You have Devers as your mainstay. Oh, Story's going to be healthy. We'll see. Jarren Duran coming off a great year. Okay, Rafaela, you're built. And then you got this next generation, the big three. Roman Anthony might be the best player in baseball someday. Christian Campbell might be your second baseman. He's Barry Bonds in terms of the numbers. All these things. But a lot of these are projections, right? That's the one thing. We're still on that kind of, we're projecting winning. We're projecting entertainment value. We need to see it. And that's where I'm still, I'm gullible and I'm optimistic, but I'm not all in, I guess, is where I'd put myself,
yeah.
Ted.
Yeah, I don't blame you. You got to have a good mixture of young up-and-comers with older established veterans, too. I mean, I look at, I was covering the Astros in 2017 when they won the whole thing. And, they had so many young, players that they were so bad for so long, they had all these great players
that was the whole system. Famous Sports Illustrated when they dubbed them World Series champions, whatever years in advance.
Yeah. And I'm kind of thinking that's kind of how the Red Sox are viewing this team a little bit. So, if you look at Jaren Duran's been in the bigs for 4 years, and he had his best year last year.
Yeah.
It took him a while to get to be.
Yep.
So, even though these players, you call them up, that doesn't mean they're going to have instant success. I mean, it could take
probably not
a couple, 2-3 years.
The good
for
thing
them
is
to get their balance.
That's where there's the good thing. I like the idea of the big three because I think if you just, I've talked a lot about this. They put so much on Marcelo Mayer, the shortstop, a few years ago, where it was like everybody kept bringing him up, like, oh my God, this guy better be the greatest player we've ever seen. When they became the big three and Roman Anthony joined the club and Christian Campbell joined the club, now at least, you're right, the odds are at least one or two of them is going to struggle. It's going to take some time. There's going to be a learning curve. There'll be ups, there's downs, there's going to be an injury. But when you have three of them, is it too optimistic to think that one of the three, when he gets to the big leagues, will be one of these immediate Rookie of the Year, Dustin Pedroia, Nomar. Oh, my God, we got our next generation of a great player. We love him. He's going to be a core player. I don't think believing one of three will be that is overly optimistic. I don't think it's naive.
Yeah, I think you're right to say that. But if one of the three hits right away, does that equate to 90 wins?
I'm not willing to go there necessarily.
And it's funny how you say, it's how we've trying to change. It just rolled off your tongue so easily, Andy. You just said, hey, they have a chance to maybe be a playoff team, a wild card team. It's like a wild card team is a far cry from a contender.
What's your guy say?
Three wild card teams in?
What's your guy say?
What's my guy say?
Your guy. Who's your favorite coach?
Bill Parcells.
What did he used to say?
He says, you are what your record says you are.
Yeah, he also said that. I was looking for another one. Sorry, should have led you to a different record. If you get in the tournament, right, or you got to get
anything
in
can happen?
Right. Once they're in the playoffs, anything can happen. And you have an ace. That's the other thing. So if you get in the playoffs and Garrett Crochet is an ace, you got a shot. Because you immediately go, well, we won game one. Why? Well, because Garrett Crochet went 8 1/3 and struck out 12, and the other team never got on base.
What's a good record for Crochet this year? Like, what would be a record you look at and you go,
funny you bring that up.
You know what? This is what, how many wins? What would
six.
His... Yeah.
No, but that's the projection on Baseball Reference.
I know.
6-9.
Yeah.
No, he is going to win.
6-9?
He is going
What am I missing? Is he getting injured? Are they projecting him to get injured?
No, they didn't have him pitching a ton of innings.
What is that?
I am predicting, I don't like it. It's their bad math. It's bad quant, bad AI, bad numbers, bad something, bad juju. I'm ignoring it. I am choosing Fitzy to say
that's right.
17-7.
I went 16-8 earlier. You're going 17-7?
You're negative. I'm more optimistic. 17-7.
You just Price is Righted my ass by going one up and one down.
Yeah, but whatever. 17 wins. I'm going to say he has seven. If he has 17 wins, are they a playoff team?
Y-E-S spells you bet.
It doesn't, but I'll take it. That means yes. That's like one of those text things. Reply big Y if you want this to continue.
It's are you guys y. with me? You have a clear ace.
Have an ace.
You have 17, 18 wins out of your guy.
For 1 year in his career, he's been an ace.
Okay.
And he didn't win a lot of games, but he's an ace.
He's an ace.
Struck out an awful lot of, like, Ted.
I don't like your tone,
right.
Ted.
But I'm just saying the value of having an ace
is awesome.
It sets everything kind of in place. It gives the guys behind the ace, I don't know, it's something to kind of, I don't know, to kind of reach for, and I just think it really makes a big difference in the overall performance of your pitching staff.
Absolutely. Rising tide lifts all
boats.
An ace is a rising tide. My poll question of the day, Ted, on at Jumbo Hard on Twitter. With spring training upon us, how do you feel about the Red Sox heading into the 2025 season? My first option, Ted, tell me if you would vote for this.
All right.
Excited / confident. Are you excited slash confident about the Red Sox?
I'm excited, not slash confident.
Okay, so the second option would be dubious slash hesitant.
I would fit more in that category.
Well, then you would fit with the majority, or the plurality, I guess it's called, of the voters. 46% are dubious and hesitant. The next option was concerned slash not buying it. That was 41%.
That's a big number right there.
Only 13% were excited slash confident. So I think people have been burned a few years in a row. So they're like, okay, I'm going to wait till I see it. This is not faith-based, right? Religion is faith. There's different areas where you can have faith. Yeah. I don't have faith right now. I'm going to wait till I actually see it in front of me, Fitzy.
Nah, come on. All great journeys begin with a leap of faith, that first blind step.
Is that true?
It's not a blind step. Well, it's the first step of 1,000.
What are you, Tony Robbins or something?
That was it. A journey of 1,000 miles starts with the first step.
I wish I was that rich, but no.
Yeah, he does that kooky stuff. Doesn't he take you to weird bridges and says, I'm going to drop you into a ravine need to trust me?
Let me. If you had that poll, you wrote it the same way and you said,
I got that poll.
You got that poll, brother. Attaboy.
Save that drop.
But you put Alex Bregman. Now, the Red Sox went out and got Alex Bregman tomorrow.
You think that would change it?
I think it would change it big time.
Really?
One player.
Oh, yeah.
One player.
Alex Bregman? What about Arenado, you know, the trade?
If I told you it's going to be Arenado?
Is he willing to play second base? Because Bregman is. And so you've got your second baseman. Now you got your right-handed bat. And you got a grizzled vet who's a great leader.
Yeah, but whose best year was 7 years ago?
Okay, it doesn't matter. There's value in having a veteran on a young team to
show. Do I need to ask you? Are you friendly with him?
No, Alex.
Yeah.
No.
Why you got that smirk on your face?
No,
I need to know if this is personal. No, if I'm taking pot shots at you.
Yeah, he was winning World Series when you were down in Houston. Right. Like on K-Ted or whatever.
Yeah. So I mean, look, I've seen the kid play. I know what he's all about.
I just want to know if I have permission to speak freely about Bregman.
It's like one transition, one deal could really change, I think, how people feel about this team.
I got to tell you, my biggest concern with this team is I'm still not totally sold, Fitzy, on, you said it earlier, who the closer is, and is the closer capable of doing the job?
Closer? Believe in closers?
Yeah. Oh, they still believe in closers.
Absolutely.
Craig Breslow about a closer, see what he says.
Good teams believe in closers, and I'll tell you who I know believes in closers is the manager. Alex,
that might be true, but I'm not sure the front office people believe in a closer.
Well, that could be a problem if they're not on the same page. But I think Liam Hendricks is going to be your closer. I mean, they left the door open for Slayton. They left the door open for Chapman, who closed a little bit, I think, at the end of last year and in the olden days had some opportunities there. I don't love the idea of not feeling 100% confident in my closer heading into the season.
But did Cora choose McDaniels, or was McDaniels brought upon Cora?
Son of a gun. But you know, you're mocking me.
No, I'm having fun crossing the two
streets. Right, it's the same thing.
People
need to know their roles and shut their holes, right? So you need to know who your closer is. Yeah. And I don't, and that was not an allusion to Jelani Tavai and telling fans to know their role in this world, but I do. This is weird. You got an ace, and that's great. But the lack of I don't even think Kenley Jansen was the best closer in the world. But you knew who the closer was.
Certainly wasn't the second half of last year.
No,
but a lot of people would say the bullpen's not that big of an issue with this team. That they'll find a closer. He might be clearly defined right now.
I don't like finding closers.
Okay. But they're
one. It's like finding a left tackle. How'd that work out?
He's already on the on the roster.
It'll sort itself out. Who's the Chooks of core for of this team? Who's likely to walk away after him?
And that's what worries me. Is that idea, this key role? I think closer is a key role with a team if you're planning on being a playoff team, a contender. And I don't know who it is right now, but
it might be an antiquated, outdated way of thinking, though. That's all.
I don't. What are you, one of these new age baseball guys?
Nope.
Who knew Ted Johnson was a new age baseball guy?
I love the idea of a closer.
Yeah, we have five closers.
I'm not sure they do.
High leverage situations don't always come in the ninth.
None.
Right.
Yeah.
If you don't have a closer, it means you don't have a closer. It's very simple. I'm archaic that way, Ted. And I'm happy to be archaic when it comes to the sport of baseball. Because let's be honest, it's kind of an archaic sport. It's an old school sport. 617-779-7937. WEEI Afternoons. Up next, It's the return. Super Bowl's over. That got in our way a little bit. We had TED Talks and things we had to get to, memory lanes. Super Bowl's over. We're back on track. It's What If Wednesday. We're going to throw some what ifs at you and at ourselves and explain how sports history in Boston, or maybe in all of the globe, could have changed on just one different decision. What If Wednesday is up next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, what if Fitzy does a trending for you?
The Christian Arcan Show, weeknights starting at 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
And what if I told you this trending sports report was brought to you by our friends at the 99 restaurants? And what if spring was in the air, even though it's still winter and we've got a wintry mix headed our way? Well, winter is here for us right now. The Game of Thrones, they always just say winter is coming. But spring is coming, and so are the boys of summer. That's because the Red Sox have returned to action in beautiful Fort Myers, Florida. Pitchers and catchers have reported they're looking good on the Red Sox socials, doing their slow-mo walks in to toss the ball around. And we've actually heard from Craig Breslow. We've heard from Alex Cora as well on the state of the Red Sox and how everyone's looking. Here's a few words from Red Sox manager Alex Cora on one of the team's newly acquired relievers, possibly even a closer, Aroldis Chapman.
We got guys that have stuff, and you know, Witt remind me that he closed the wild card game in 21. So we got guys. We have options, which is a good thing.
Options are always a beautiful thing, and the Red Sox will have options galore in the bullpen as well as in the starting rotation as well, led by hopeful ace Garrett Crochet, who met with the media today as well and said he was excited to be traded to Boston. And when he learned he was traded to Boston, he saw that as a place he could hopefully be pitching for a long time to come. If you want to get a peek at what life was like on the Red Sox last season, head on over to the social medias after WEI Afternoons and, of course, the Christian Arcan Show, or maybe during a commercial break, and check out a teaser for the new Netflix documentary series, The Clubhouse, an 8-part doc series on the 2024 Red Sox season. Hey, speaking of teams with documentaries, the Boston Celtics have a new documentary coming out on Max in the first week of March, celebrating their 2023-2024 championship season that saw banner 18 raised to the rafters. Their final game before the All-Star break is tonight, 7 p.m. at the TD Garden, a place where they have actually lost more games this season already by more than double than they did last season. They're taking on Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. And finally, from football, sort of Patriots-related, if you will, according to ESPN's Pete Thamel, Matt Patricia, former Patriots offensive coordinator, former Patriots defensive coordinator, former Patriots general manager, former Patriots offensive line. Okay, he basically told us he did everything for the New England Patriots. Matt Patricia, famous friend of Belichick, is going to be the new defensive coordinator for the Ohio State University. This trending sports report, once again, brought to you by our friends at the 99. Treat your Valentine at the 99 restaurants February 14th through the 16th and enjoy delicious menu specials like the lobster topped haddock. You gotta love the nines because they're always, what's Diz? The real deal. This is your old pal, Nick Fitzy Stevens, and that's what's trending on WEEI and WEEI.com. Coming up, don't miss the return of What If Wednesday here on WEEI Afternoons.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast.
With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.